Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.
Joining us now on the line is our pastor for this week, Pastor David Gasanji. Good afternoon to you, Pastor. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you for having me online.
Thank you very much, Pastor. Our question for today is, can someone pursue multiple spiritual paths at once without conflict?
Well, this is a very interesting question to look at. Looking at it from the comparative religion point of view, one might say, yes, depending on what is most important to you and that which will bring inner peace. That's what one would say. But from where I stand as a Seventh-day Adventist pastor, looking at this question, I would look at it from both the biblical point of view and the writings of Ellen G. White to see whether we can get some understanding that can help someone to remain constant in their Christian faith. And allow me at this point to look at it from a biblical point of view and the writings of Ellen G. White.
Before you go there, Pastor, just clarify for us your take on this question, because I found the question very peculiar but interesting in that it elicits, in my view, a lot of explanation about what we already believe. So please just give me an understanding of what do you make of the question? How do you understand the question?
Well, my understanding of this question, can one pursue multiple spiritual paths at once without conflict? My understanding that this cannot be.
What is the question asking about?
Your loyalty. Where is your loyalty?
Compared to what? That's and what?
If I believe in God, can I believe in other gods, for instance?
Okay. Go ahead, Pastor.
Yes, that is what I glean from this question.
Okay.
And therefore, for me, as I was saying, from the biblical point of view and the writings of Ellen G. White, the idea of pursuing multiple spiritual paths simultaneously is generally discouraged. Underline that. And this can be seen as being incompatible with the true Christian faith. So, here are some of the points to note. Number one, as we look at it from the biblical point of view or perspective, the Bible consistently emphasizes the exclusivity of worshiping the one true God and warns against mixing the worship of God with other spiritual paths. That is number one. So if we look at it, the exclusivity of worship from Exodus chapter 20 and verse 3, it says, "You shall have no other gods before me." This commandment to me, it forbids the worship of multiple dates or mixing religious loyalties. That is my understanding. And also, from Matthew 6, verse 24, it says, "No one can serve two masters at once." So you cannot serve God and the mammon. That is not possible. And so, Jesus teaches that spiritual loyalty must be singular. Divided allegiance leads to conflict and confusion. That's what I get from this passage. And again, I come to Joshua 24:15, where we find these words: choose for yourselves this day, with whom will you serve? But as for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. That means, to me, this calls to decision, shows at that following God requires a conscious choice, not a blending of spiritual systems. That is my understanding.
So let me understand this then from your perspective, Mfundisi. Jews,
yes,
and rabbinic Judaism is suggesting that we are doing exactly that. We are blending a new faith called Christianity to their faith, which is rabbinic Judaism. We are adding our scriptures to their scriptures. We're being syncretic. We're combining two things that don't mix one with the other. It seems as though, according to rabbinic Judaism, we have built our faith on their faith. And these are two different faiths that do not mix, implying that we're doing exactly what the person who's asking this question is asking whether we can do. How do you respond to that?
Let us look at the syncretism as you are putting it. In my view, syncretism is condemned. Why? Because if I recall very well, in 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 21, we see Elijah challenging the Israelites in that passage. How long will you falter between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. So, I do not see us doing what you are stating there of Judaism and the Christian faith. From the Christian perspective and the Bible understanding, there is only one true God, Jehovah, and that's the one that we should worship.
Well, Jews and believe that when we're introducing Christ, we're adding another God, and yet Jehovah insisted that there shall be only him and no other. When we are adding a human being and worshiping the human being named Jesus or Yeshua, that is us adding another God, and by Jewish standards, we are being idolatrous to worship a person, and yet we know that the Decalogue forbids us to worship any other god but Yah.
Jesus is not another god.
According to Judaism, he is. That's what I need you to respond to. That when we look at the people who gave us the text, the First Testament, they are alleging that we have an incorrect grasp of the Decalogue and the laws of Moses, the writings of the prophets, and the writings in the wisdom books, alleging that we have mistaken it all and we are faking the real thing and trying to use their faith to legitimize our illegitimate faith. That's what I need you to respond to.
The scripture indicates to us, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, in Genesis chapter 1. And when we go to John 1, again we see that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, And the Word was God. Everything that we see that was created was created.
That is precisely the reason why they are rejecting them, Mpundis.
No, we will not go on their rejection. We go on what the Bible dictates to us and what the Bible says and what we believe. So Christ is God. Christ is the creator. The fact that Christ became human to identify with us does not demean him or reduce him to being a man. He is still God, the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit are one. That is our belief. That is the biblical understanding.
So would it not be fair to say, therefore, according to the Jews, we are indeed following multiple streams of faith? We're following Judaism alongside Christianity.
No. I would suggest that we are following the Christian faith. Yes, there are elements of Judaism that are found within the Christian faith. That is okay. They believe in God. We believe in God. That is okay. What is Judaism, after all? What is Judaism?
Judaism is the pursuit of the teachings of all of the Israelite laws that they were given to them by Moses. That's Judaism.
That is Judaism. And what is Christianity?
Well, Christianity is what the people in Antioch alleged to be the following of Yeshua ben Joseph.
Now, the record says... The record says that I am who I am. Before Abraham was born, I am. Who said those words?
Yeshua ben Joseph.
Before Moses was born, Jesus was there. Before Abraham was born, Jesus was there. So when you talk of Judaism, you are talking about Christ. That is just the confusion.
Is Judaism and Christianity the same thing, Pastor?
Judaism and Christianity, maybe I need to explain to you a little bit more. Give me 1 second. Judaism and Christianity, there are differences. There are differences, but there is where they blend.
I understand. And that's the point that I'm trying to make, Pastor, that from the perspective of this person who sent this question, there is an answer that is required for us to explain how we acknowledge that Judaism and Christianity are not the same, but still allege they are one and the same thing. We need to be able to distinctly explain why we know that Judaism is something else, Christianity is something else, but still claim you can't follow many faiths, as we are purporting to be following one faith, and yet we're following Judaism and Christianity simultaneously.
Now, when we talk of Judaism and the origin of Judaism, we know that Judaism is the oldest monotheistic religion. They say over 300,000 years old. Abraham, for instance, 2000 BCE, made a covenant with God, Yahweh. Moses, for instance, they say, 1300 BCE, received the Torah at Mount Sinai. All right? Mm-hmm. And then we look at the Jews being expelled from Judea. 70 CE, but they still maintained what? Their identity. I just want you to understand a little bit of that. And when we talk of the sacred text, according to Judaism, we talk about the Torah, the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Hebrew Bible.
Well, the sacred text is not just the Torah, Pastor. It's the entirety of the Tanakh, the Torah, the Nevim, and the Ketuvim.
I'm just giving you some understanding, okay? We still have the Talmud, the rabbinical interpretations, and the legal discussions. So, what are their core beliefs when we talk of Judaism? We are saying monotheism, one God, no images. Covenant, Jews as a chosen people. Messianic hope, future redemptions. We go to Christianity. Let me just go a bit to Christianity. All right? Let me just go a bit to Christianity. Where they said the founder is Jesus Christ, 4 BC to 30 CE. And this Christianity was spread by Paul, Constantine, 313 CE, and made it official in Rome. What do they believe? What are the sacred texts? The Christianity believes in Bible, Old and the New Testament. What about their core beliefs? We talk of the Trinity, God as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And salvation is through Jesus Christ. And so, when we talk of Judaism and Christianity, do we see any connections in here? Where do they meet? Who is the originator of Judaism? Who is the originator of Christianity? You know?
I'm listening.
And so,
yeah.
My understanding, looking at this question, probably the person should have been quite clear in asking the question. Then we would explain much more broader than the way the question appears at this time. Can one pursue multiple spiritual paths at once without a conflict? In my understanding of this question, definitely looking at it from the passage, the biblical passage that I've given to you, I would say no.
All right.
Yes, I would say no.
All right. No, I'm going to take that, Mfundisi. If that's your final answer, we will take that. And we do appreciate that you coming through to talk to us and give us these perspectives. We need them and we appreciate them. And we appreciate you for coming through to talk to us in the fashion that you did. Thank you very much, Mfundisi.
All right.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.